I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Soap careers like hers are hard to come by, and her friend Allison knows how we'll all die. It's Watch What Happens Live with Camille Meyer and Eileen Davidson now. Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, back from summer hiatus, ready to catch up with two gems who once held diamonds, all while I polish off a drink. Here to weigh in on all the pernicious happenings on Bravo these days, it's two former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Camille Meyer. Hi, Camille.
Hello.
And Eileen Davidson. You can catch Eileen in the miniseries Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem with new episodes airing through Friday on Peacock. Lisa Rinna also stars. Okay, I want to talk about tonight's episode of Beverly Hills. Camille, you hosted the original dinner party for From Hell. This was billed as part two. What was your reaction to Erica's aggression towards Sutton tonight?
I was surprised. I mean, she was really aggressive. It was scary for me to watch. I haven't seen that side of Erica.
What about you, Eileen?
Well, I mean, obviously it was a pretty strong reaction, but she's under so much pressure from, I can't even imagine the pressure she's under from all sides. And then being in the microscope, that's the Real Housewives, and you're sitting there and you know you have to take it. I don't know. I had so many feelings, because on one hand, it was a lot to take in, and I don't feel happy for Sutton. But on the other hand, I don't know. It's just an ugly situation. It's tragic, by the way, on every side.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing.
We got a lot of questions for both of you wanting to know what you think of Rinna's different approach to what Erica is going through versus her approach in past seasons towards Denise and Vanderpump and other issues that have come up. Eileen, you're good buddies with Rinna. What do you think?
Well, I wasn't a huge fan of what happened to Denise last year. I mean, I thought it was, you know, kind of over the top, and it didn't make Lisa look great. But again, you're on a show, and I know that you're expected to have things happen. I wasn't a big fan of what happened to Denise. That being said, I think that has a lot to do why she's maybe pulling back this year. You know, you can't always be the person that's going in. I mean, I think Camille and I understand that from being on the show, that we kind of understand how that works. So it's not a black and white situation.
Camille,
and it's not
your
that
thoughts?
I'm ex- I could go on, though.
Sorry, Eileen. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm teasing.
Please go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead. No, you take it, Camille.
So how do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I just feel that, yes, it's a little hypocritical of Lisa Rinna to go so hard on her good friend Denise and be light on questioning Erica. And again, going back to what Eileen said, it's, you know, I understand there's a pressure for these girls to, you know, get their story out or,
right,
you know, get a story
say their out. Opinions.
But yeah, say their opinions. And, you know, so I could see also the other side, like, you know, that she's taken a little breather from that. But I would like to see her step it up a bit more with Erica.
Camille, or both of you, have either of you been in touch with Erica through the last year?
No. I was never very close with Erica. She was always pretty cold to me, so no.
And you, Eileen?
I have texted her a couple of times. I haven't heard back, but she does comment through social media.
Got
a little
it.
Bit on, okay, like my Instagram posts. So I know that she's there. And again, listen, it's a crazy world that she's in. I can't even imagine. The first thing I think that needs to be acknowledged is the victims. I mean, that has to be always the priority of this conversation, I think. Mm-hmm. What she's going through, though, as a side to that, is hellish. I mean, her world did completely collapse.
Well, speaking of social media, Camille, your frequent tweets about Housewives drama have left us hashtag blessed, but your hot takes may leave some Beverly Hills ladies very hashtag stressed. So it's time to defend that tweet. I'm going to show you controversial points you've posted, argue your point of view. On August 19th, you said, "We filmed in the Bahamas season 9. We were all swimming in the water. I don't remember seeing Erica's mascara run after swimming underwater." Just saying, do you think that she wore that non-waterproof mascara on purpose? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
Classic Camille shoulder shrug. On August 19th,
Camille!
In regards to Dorit, you tweeted she really doesn't have a storyline. You stand by that?
Well, now she's getting into the fray a little more, but in the beginning of the season to mid-season, she was pretty non-existent.
Okay.
But she had pretty fashion.
On August 18th, you said, you tweeted a crying laughing emoji in response to a video of Garcelle calling Teddy a gnat. That amused you.
Yes, I loved it.
Yes.
That was great.
All right. Thank you very much, Camille.
Thank you.
Eileen, as a soap opera actor, you have to memorize endless pages of sides. As a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, you're only forced to pick sides in endless feuds. I'm going to run through either or scenarios from your time on the show. Tell us in retrospect, okay, where you Eileen here. Which troublemaker do you miss more in your life, LVP or Brandy Glanville?
Oh, my God. Now, that is something else. After last season, maybe Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay. What do you miss more, a wine toss or having your fashion choices get roasted?
Oh, wow. Right there, man. I love being back. I'm going to say the wine.
Okay.
Wine.
Which signature Beverly Hills greeting do you miss more, the double air kiss or the obligatory outfit compliment?
Oh, my God, right? I'm going to do the compliments. I heard that a lot this year.
Which quote of yours from the show do you enjoy more? Beast, how dare you, or send it back in the mail?
I think it's got to be Beast, how dare you.
Okay. What shocked you more, Brandy jokingly offering Lisa Vanderpump cunnilingus to make amends, or Rinna smashing the glass and nearly choking Kim?
I'm going to say the glass.
Okay, which naughty item would you partake in again? Hookah like you did in Dubai or the space cakes in Amsterdam?
Oh, the space cakes.
All right, thank you very much, Eileen. By the way, Albert P. wants to know if either of you would ever return to the show. Camille.
I never say never.
Eileen.
I sometimes say never.
I feel like, Camille, I feel like it's like a sick, dysfunctional relationship we're in that you can't get enough of, but you also, like, am
someone
I right?
Part of.
Yeah.
Back and forth, teeter on it.
I know. While both of my guests have endless sparkle, a special guest is popping up with shady questions that'll make you glare. Oh, Shady Diamond, are you here?
Hi, Gems. Who's ready to get cut?
Okay, Shady Diamond, there you are. I understand you have questions for both of my guests. What's the first question, Shady Diamond?
Camille, in honor of Kyle complaining about having to wear cap sleeves as your bridesmaid, rate her style on a scale from 1 to 10.
7.
Okay, she gives her a 7. Eileen, here's the next question
Eileen,
for you.
Given her current situation, do you think Erica was really referring to her son when she said, "You don't know what I deal with every night"?
Oh, that's interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, I never even thought of that.
Well, you know what? That did cross my mind watching the episodes of this season, that she's been dealing with a lot more than any of us really knew for a very long time, clearly.
Wow. And so did it make you rethink that moment?
It did. It made me rethink a lot of moments. Absolutely. Absolutely. She's obviously been dealing with a lot of crap that none of us knew about.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. All right, Shady Diamond. Shady Diamond, you're doing a better job than me. What's your next question?
Camille, name one thing you miss about being married to Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, Shady Diamond. Nothing. You can't, not even the house in Malibu? That huge house?
Well, I miss, the family unit being together. Back then when it first happened and being alone for so long and our children without their dad around. But I'm remarried and I'm very happy and I have a wonderful family.
Okay, very good. By the way, I gotta tell you something. You both look exactly the same as when you both joined the show.
You're thanks.
Quite timeless.
You're too kind.
Yeah, it's
thank
true.
You.
Okay, Shady Diamond, one more question.
Eileen, what's the biggest amount of acting you've witnessed from your fellow soap star, Lisa Rinna, on Housewives?
Oh.
What's the big, she's a performer.
All right, she's a performer. Thank you, Shady Diamond. Thank you, too. Eileen, it seems like one of the writers for Days might have been a Housewives fan.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, when I was told that was going to be, part of the thing, I was just like, I loved it so much. I know Lisa did, too. We were screaming.
So funny. That's very funny. Okay, let's take some questions from our virtual fans. Jessica and Tara from Michigan have a question for Camille.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Camille. Hi, Eileen.
My question
is for Camille. Do you feel that Kyle is being pernicious again by pushing Sutton to be more honest to Erica at Kathy's dinner party, especially when Kyle has also showed doubts in her confessional about Erica?
Yes.
You do.
A little shady.
And by the way, both of your reactions to Erica asking Sutton if she wants to get sued and her saying she's not making threats, she's making promises. What was your reaction to that, Eileen?
Yeah, I thought that was a little tough. That was a little scary. I wouldn't want that coming at me, especially, so close.
You too, Camille?
Yeah, that was harsh. You don't want to be threatened with a lawsuit. It was a promise. So it wasn't even a threat.
Right.
It's even scarier.
Here is Courtney from Illinois with a question for Eileen.
Hi.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Eileen, since you've been on the receiving end of one of Erica's blow-ups, what was your reaction to her freaking out on Garcelle when she brought up Tom calling her every day?
You know what? Honestly, your first visceral reaction is it's a little bit much, right? But there's so much that goes on behind the scenes too. And I kind of know that world and I know both sides. So I'm always looking at both sides of it. I thought it was a little harsh, you know?
All
but
right.
I don't know. Okay, I'll shut up.
No. Go ahead. I keep cutting you off, Eileen.
It's okay. I'm a loudmouth today. I don't know. I just think that there's so much that is in all of this that we're seeing this much. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is not a documentary. It's a reality show, and there's a lot we're not seeing. So I'm kind of, you know, seeing a lot of stuff from just my own history on the show.
Thank you, virtual audience. Lisa G wants to know what you guys think of Garcelle and Lisa Rinna's tiff tonight. Should Garcelle feel like an outsider with the group? And is Lisa reaching a little by saying she's upset with Garcelle for not texting to thank Harry for his sauce? Eileen.
Yeah, I didn't get that because if Garcelle, I thought I would probably do that. I mean, she thanked her in real time when she dropped off the sauce, right? She dropped off the sauce. So I mean, I would be fine with that. Thank you. I wouldn't need another text.
Camille, Alex H. wants to know if you think there's a double standard with the women pushing Sutton to be more honest. But when you expressed your feelings about Dorit's finances in the past, Rinna criticized you for being too honest.
Yes, they're very hypocritical, this group. And I'm going to go back to the Garcelle feeling like she's an outsider. I've been there, season 9. So I felt that those girls, it was all of them as a group, the Fox Force 5
right.
group, I felt that. So I felt like I was an outsider. So I understand where Garcelle, how she feels and where she's at.
Brenda.
I can see that.
You see that, Eileen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think the girls that have been working together the longest, who've been on the show, are going to have more of a bond because they've kind of, you know, gone through more together.
Right. Brenda T. wants to know, Eileen, have you talked with Rinna since the rumors came out about Amelia and Scott Disick allegedly breaking up?
Well, we were texting last night and this morning, but that was not mentioned.
Okay, interesting. For both of you, Karen W. wants to know what you think of Kathy Hilton this season. Have you been enjoying her? Camille, you've known her a long time, right?
Yes. I think she's a hoot. I love it. She's a much needed comic relief with the show being very heavy this season. So I think she's been great.
I do too. By the way, Andy, I think you've got a great balanced cast this season.
I do too.
It's a really nice balance. And I just want to also say, and embarrass my husband, I think he and Kathy went out one time, like back in the day.
Wow, interesting.
I know also.
Jennifer F wants to know if both of you agree with Dorit and PK that Erica's social media posts during all this are a little inappropriate given what's going on in her life. Camille is nodding vigorously.
Yeah, I think PK's right on. I mean, wow. He hit the nail on the head because public opinion is really weighs in a lot on a big case like this and everything that's going down. And I wouldn't be posting. And I know my lawyers would give me advice like stay off social media. And if you do, don't bring up anything. Like you just don't want to put it out there. It's just terrible.
Amber's 513 from South Australia wants to know if you think it was fair for Dorit to label Garcelle a bully.
No, I don't. I think that's such a big word. And I don't think that what Garcelle did was a bully thing at all.
By the way, I'm assuming, Eileen, that you've known Garcelle from acting and around. No?
Not true. I met her for the first time at Kyle's party.
Oh, wow.
But I'm a big fan. I like her a lot.
Yeah. John L. wants to know, both of you, if you think Crystal's leather pants were really that ugly. Camille.
Crystal seems great. I wasn't a fan of her pants.
Okay, well, that's okay. Eileen?
I liked him, actually. I like that whole paper bag vibe.
Camille, Noah S. wants to know if you regret walking off at your last reunion or was it warranted? It was an epic walk-off. I've never seen the dress come off as you walk. I mean, that was incredible.
I was trying to get my mic back.
I know you were.
I gotta get my mic.
I was taking the dress off. I love it.
It was amazing.
I had to take the dress off to get the mic. But no, I don't regret that.
Yes.
Made for great TV after the fact.
I had a feeling that you wouldn't. Well, tonight, instead of giving a traditional mazel of the day, tonight, it's our first show back after the break, and I wanted to say a few words about the late, great Greg Leakes, who passed away last week. I always called him Pastor Leakes, kind of jokingly, but he was always such a strong, wise voice of reason on and off the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Greg Leakes, I got to tell you something about him. He was the only person that I know or could ever even think of who could enter a room and command everyone's respect in the room, no matter what the level of discord was between everyone in the room. Everybody respected Greg Leakes and everybody loved him. Above all else, Greg was a loving, devoted father and husband. To Nene and the entire Leakes family, we send you all of our love. And I want to thank Camille and Eileen for being here. Tomorrow night, Addison Rae and Jason Biggs at 9:15. Watch our after show now. Thanks, guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
All right, we are back with Camille Meyer and Eileen Davidson from Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem. I want to go back to our virtual fans. Dana from Indiana has a question for Camille.
Hi, Camille. What do you think about Rena calling out LVP on Instagram saying that she doesn't have the balls to come back to the show?
Ooh, I didn't know that happened. That's news to me. Ooh. I'm not sure what I think about this because this is the first time I'm hearing it.
Are you in touch with LVP, Camille?
Once in a while we do talk, yes. Yeah. I haven't spoke to her in a few weeks, but yes, we stay in touch.
Cool. All right, Kayla from Pittsburgh has a question for Eileen.
Love you, Andy. Camille, you look great.
And I love your art. Wow. I mean,
thank you. Nice. Thank you. Teresa flipping a table. Can't go wrong.
Yes. Wow. That's intense.
So it's actually a blanket too, FYI. But anyway, perfect. Eileen.
A blanket. Yes.
Now that you've returned to Days of Our Lives, does that make you consider returning to Y&R as Ashley Abbott?
Well, I'm actually not doing Days. I'm doing the spinoff, which is streaming on the Peacock, Beyond Salem. But I thought I left Young and Restless, but they're nice enough just to have me on once in a while, so I have my freedom, which is what I really wanted. So I'm kind of doing both. It's the best of all worlds for me right now.
Well, Camille and Eileen have certainly crossed paths in Hollywood, but how do they stack up at IDing who's crossing whom? I want to find out with the Real Housewives of Beverly Shrills. I'm going to present screen grabs of Beverly Hills Housewives mid-range. You two tell me who was at the receiving end of each blow-up.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Who were Kim and Kyle yelling at here? Camille.
Brandy.
Eileen.
Brandy.
Yes, you're both correct. Okay. Who was Erica yelling at here? Camille.
Teddy.
Eileen.
Teddy.
You're both right. Okay. Who was Lisa Rinna yelling at here? Camille.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
Eileen, any idea?
Wow.
Me.
Me. Yeah, maybe it's you.
Is it Camille? Yes, it is.
You didn't remember, Camille. How could you not remember? I didn't remember.
Who was Kyle yelling at here? Camille.
Oh, I know. I don't know.
Okay, Eileen?
I think it's Kim.
Is it Kim? Eileen gets the point. It's now an iconic meme, but who was Taylor Armstrong yelling at here, Camille?
My girlfriend, Deidre.
Eileen?
Deidre.
It was, yes, very good.
Wow.
Who was Kim Richards yelling at here, Camille?
Brandy.
Eileen? It was you, Eileen,
hey,
yes. Who was Dorit yelling at here? Camille.
Me.
Eileen.
I'm going to trust Camille and go with Camille.
It was Camille.
Yeah, I got this. Thank you. Blank.
Right. Yes, that's true. Okay, last one. Who was Kyle yelling at here? Oh, no, there's a couple more. Camille.
I don't know.
Eileen.
I think it was Lisa Vanderpump.
It was Dorit. Okay. Last up, who was Camille yelling at here? Any idea, Camille?
Rinna.
Lisa Rinna? Eileen?
I think it was Lisa Rinna, too.
It was Denise. Thank you for playing. Eileen wins the game. I want to thank both of you for being here. Watch Eileen on Peacock. The Days miniseries. For more, click around BobaTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.